Here in the United States, a groundbreaking comes at the Pentagon today for a memorial to the 184 people killed there in the September 11th attacks. A design competition led to a plan for 184 steel benches arranged along the path that American Airlines Flight 77 took before smashing into the Pentagon. Nancy Marshall Genzer reports.
Right now, the memorial site is just a vacant 2-acre lot full of weeds and construction equipment. But for the families of the victims killed at the Pentagon on September 11th, it's hallowed ground, beginning about 165 feet from where the American Airlines jet hit the building.
Have these guys marked exactly where that's going
to
be?
Well, it seems like they're trying to find the match line according to the drawings.
When architects Julie Beckman and Keith Caseman walk around the site, they don't see the weeds or scattered bright orange construction barrels. They were young, unknown New York architects when they came up with the winning design for the memorial and are now working closely with surveyors and engineers. Standing in the middle of the hot, dusty lot, Caseman lays out their vision.
Right where that green crane is right now, you'll walk into the gateway, which is more of a plaza. And when you step over, you'll step onto gravel. So you'll hear your footstep when you first enter the park.
Caseman and Beckman say they're using gravel and other things you can touch and feel to help visitors absorb the enormity of what happened here. The gravel path will run between rows of memorial benches shaded by paper-bark maples. The benches will hang above pools of water and look like they're floating. Each bench will bear a victim's name. They'll be lined up according to the victims' ages, which ranged from 3 to 71. Beckman hopes to pique curiosity about the people who died here.
So you may be walking along and then say, wow, this 22-year-old woman was aboard the plane and this 21-year-old man was in the building and they're so close in age, but they were living such different lives. And you begin to kind of think about how September 11th took so many people away from us that could have been anybody.
Beckman and Caseman were living in Manhattan on September 11th, 2001. Beckman was walking along 14th Street when she saw an explosion at the South Tower of the World Trade Center. She says the memorial project has helped her deal with what she saw. Family members have told her the new park will help them move on because they'll have a place to go and remember their loved ones. Jim Lachak is looking forward to sitting on the bench that will be dedicated to his brother, Dave, an Army budget analyst who had an office directly in the path of Flight 77. On a recent afternoon, Lachak stood in front of the site where the bench will go, imagining what will be going through his mind.
Probably thinking about the funny stories we used to tell each other and laugh and probably cry a little bit too. But I'm just pretty thinking about him. I'll be thinking about my own family, thinking about his family and you never know where life is going to take you.
Lachak is a management consultant who spends much of his time working to memorialize his brother. He's president of the Pentagon Memorial Fund, which is trying to raise $32 million. It already has about a third of that in pledges, mainly from private donors. Lachak says closure won't come for him until the memorial is finished.
With cell phones and pagers and emails and people moving on to the next thing, it's easy to forget about what happened here and how we felt that day. So, never forget and to remember that these were just ordinary people going about their daily business and just died in a very tragic way.
The memorial is supposed to be finished in the fall of 2008. For NPR News, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer.
You can find an artist's rendering of the benches among the trees at the Pentagon by going to our website, npr.org.